From North State Public Radio, I'm Avanor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, September 18th. Autumn is less than a week away, and the days are getting shorter and cooler. But CAL FIRE spokesperson Rick Carhart says autumn is one of the most likely times for fire starts.
Traditionally, in Northern California, this is the time of year when some of our largest, most destructive major fires happen, is in September, even into October. Campfire started at the beginning of November.
Fire fuels are extremely dry coming out of summer, and humidity will likely stay low until we see meaningful rain again. Northern California historically sees the first significant rains in early November or later, according to figures from the National Weather Service. Carhart says residents can be prepared by keeping gutters clean, vegetation trimmed, and yards cleared of combustible materials. And park fire survivors can learn more about fire cleanup assistance at a meeting today. The meeting is held by Tehama County Environmental Health and Safety. Attendees can fill out right-of-entry forms to allow the county to help clean up their properties. Survivors will also have the opportunity to ask questions about the recovery process. The meeting will be at Plum Valley School in Paynes Creek from 5 to 7:30 in the evening. And a new exhibit in Yuba City takes a look at how disasters have shaped our region. The Sutter County Museum's latest exhibit delves into some of the state's infamous catastrophes. It's called From Earthquakes to Epidemics: How Disasters Transform California's People and Places. It includes artifacts ranging from the 1918 flu to the campfire and COVID-19 pandemic. The exhibit runs through November 23rd and admission is free. And in other news, the Redding City Council discussed providing a loan to convert a local motel into transitional housing for unhoused residents yesterday. If approved, the city would loan the owners of the Market Street Manor Motel around $1.2 million. The hotel was purchased by C&M Opportunities in 2022, according to reporting from the Redding Record Searchlight. The company took care of previous code enforcement violations at the property and partnered with local nonprofit Abundant Life Academy. The nonprofit is a faith-based sober living program who provides services out of the motel. Now C&M hopes to further transition the motel into an apartment complex for unhoused individuals. The news outlet reports C&M would install kitchens into each unit, along with sprinkler systems, general upgrades, and improve accessibility. C&M has also partnered with Redding Homeless Shelter, the Good News Rescue Mission, to cover a portion of the project's approximate $2.2 million budget. Redding City Councilors discussed loaning C&M additional funding at its regular meeting last night. And more dairies in the Central Valley have confirmed cases of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. The California Department of Food and Agriculture said they found cases of the flu in two dairies yesterday. This brings the total number of affected facilities to 10. Five Central Valley dairies found cases of the disease last week. The first three cases of HPAI in California dairy herds were detected in the Central Valley on August 30th. The Food and Ag Department says all affected dairies have been placed under quarantine and the state's supply of milk and dairy products is safe. No human cases of HPAI have been confirmed in California. And moving to state legislative news, voters will determine the fate of 10 statewide propositions on the ballot in California this November. One of them is Proposition 32. It would raise the minimum wage to $17 for the remainder of the year and to $18 an hour starting in January 2025. According to reporting by CalMatters, small businesses with 25 or fewer employees would be required to start paying at least $17 an hour next year and $18 in 2026. If voters say yes, California will have the nation's highest state minimum wage. And thanks to everyone who came to our ballot prop info event with CalMatters at the station last night. If you didn't get to join us, you can still find information about California's statewide ballot propositions at mynspr.org/elections. And finally, California's Department of Insurance is partnering with experts at Cal Poly Humboldt to create the nation's first public wildfire catastrophe model. KQED's senior science editor Kevin Stark reports.
A cornerstone of the state's strategy to ease the insurance crisis is to allow companies to raise rates in wildfire-prone areas in exchange for continuing to serve these places. A major criticism of the plan is that companies use models that are private, so the public won't know if rates are too high. The goal of the public model is to provide more transparency. The state says the model can predict future losses and act as a benchmark for fair rates. The new expert group is expected to present recommendations to the insurance commissioner by next April. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, September 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanor Grove.